KBOE Live and Local. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Kim Parks at ESP Financial and Treasury Management and Commercial Depository Officer. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Well, I love this weather right now.
So. It's not too bad for fall right now, is it?
Yeah,
a lot of people absolutely. Out there getting those Christmas lights up now.
Yeah. Do it this week, for sure.
A lot of hustling and bustling, Kim, getting ready for all that this time of the year brings, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I love this time of the year. I almost call it my most wonderful time of the year because it's not only the start to the holiday season, but it's the time of year for everyone to support our local businesses and the economy. And many year-end tax strategies, a.k.a. large purchases, happen between now and the end of the year.
All right, Kim, let's talk about keeping it small.
Yeah. First off, Small Business Saturday is this weekend. This is the annual American holiday that celebrates entrepreneurs and encourages shoppers to buy from small businesses in the area. So pull out your Christmas shopping list and do your best to find ways to purchase the majority, if not all, of your items for Christmas shopping from small businesses before hopping online.
And Kim Parks with ESP Financial with us on Managing Your Money. Kim, generally when we hear the word tax, that makes us cringe. Cringe. Can you put maybe a little more positive spin on the word tax here this morning?
Absolutely. They're there for a reason. But back to my point on tax year-end strategies. I absolutely love my role at ESP Financial. I get to work so closely with our business clients. And many businesses have a December 31st year in, so they use the last bit of the year to make sure they've maximized their profits and make large purchases to set them up for success in the coming year. Getting to help our clients with those large year-end purchases makes me kind of feel like Santa's elf in a hurry to get it done on time. Yes, and then also speaking of Christmas, for anyone needing a gift idea, do not forget charitable giving may be a tax deduction for you. So remember the wonderful nonprofit organizations in our area to give to. For example, the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign is still going on. Red Kettles will be coming out in the next week. The Emporia Community Foundation, our local churches, and so many more. So for the hard to shop for individual on your list, make a donation in their honor, and then tell them about it in a card that you purchased from a local business or even an art student.
Tell you what, all great ideas. Hope people will keep that in mind. Sound advice there, Kim. What about a money message for us here this morning?
Well, it's that time of year to give thanks, and ESP Financial is so thankful for all of you. We want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Just remember, all of our bank locations will be closed on Thursday, November 24th, in honor of Thanksgiving. We will reopen our regular hours on Friday.
Great job. Thank you, Kim. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Bye-bye.
Kim Parks, ESP Financial, managing your money. Brought to you by ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.